We are learning with Sechus Yevamos, Daf Tzadik Dalad Omer Beis, and we are starting from the Mishnah on Daf Tzadik Dalad Omer Aleph. Talk to Mishnah. Me, the opposite case of till now. Till now we're learning where the husband went on a business trip. Here, the wife went on a business trip. Me, Shalcha Ishtar Medina Siyam. A person, a man, his wife went on a trip to Medina Siyam. Bo v'omer lo amesa ishtecha. He said, your wife died. And his wife had an eligible sister. You're not allowed to marry your wife's sister, but here his wife's dead. He went ahead and married his wife's sister. Afterwards, his wife shows back up. The halacha is, she is mutter to her husband. Even though her husband was unfaithful by marrying her sister, and that's Isser. Isser, the rice of Kara, still. It's different. Here, she is still mutter to him. And the halacha is, the second marriage is nothing, because it's a mistake. He is mutter in the kravim of the shniyah, and the second sister is mutter to his kravim, because it's not a marriage. And if his wife dies eventually for real this time, he's mutter to the shniyah. It's not like osu labal, osu laboyal. The halacha is that a isha who's mezana, she's osu to both now, to her husband and osu to the boyal. Here, even though, technically speaking, this Isha was Mizana, whatever it is, or he was Mizana with his wife's sister, he's still mutter to his wife and mutter to her in the event his wife really dies. Omru loi mesa ishtoi. Let's say in this case where they told him that his wife died and he married his sister. Afterwards, they told him that at that time she was still alive, and mesa now she died. The halacha is avlad rishay mamzer, because by the beginning, when he was born, his wife was still alive, so it's a chayis ishto. Va'achrein, after she's dead, ain't mamzer. That's the halacha of the Tanakam. Rabbi Yosi Eimer, kol she poisa de'echerim, poisa de'atzmai. V'chol she'in poisa de'echerim, in poisa de'atzmai. Sounds like a riddle, and the Gemara on the Tzadik Heima Beis will tell us a few pshatim in those words, what Rabbi Yosi is saying. He says, kol she poisa de'echerim, we'll see what it means when we learn the Gemara. But now, let's see our Gemara, what's going on our Mishnah. Remember, our Mishnah says halacha that a man who's, they tell him his wife died, pashtus means two eidim, like Tosfos learns, two eidim, because if not, if one eid comes and says that his wife died, he's not neman to marry. So it has to be two eidim. Like upon him, it says that then he marries his wife's sister, and his wife shows back up, he's mutter to his wife. Now what happens if that sister was Taka married to someone else? For example, when they give names, there's Reuven and Gimpel. Reuven and Gimpel are not related, but they are married to sisters, Rachel and Leah. Reuven's married to Rachel, and Gimpel's married to Leah. So we have Reuven and Gimpel married two sisters. Reuven's wife, Rachel, goes together with Gimpel, never a good idea, but Rachel went with her brother-in-law, Gimpel, to Medina Siam, and they're in a helicopter crash over there in Medina Siam. And they officially are in a helicopter crash, at least. And they come back and tell him some Rashi was an eid achad, because for Gimpel's wife, who is Leah, all you need is one eid. But for Reuven, you need two eidim. Like upon him, eidim come. That's the Torah speaks out that eidim shnei eidim shemesa ishtoy ve eid achad al gisoy. Like upon him, two eidim come and say that Rachel died, and one eid come says that Gimpel died. And now we have an idea. Maybe Reuven should marry Leah. Leah lost her husband in the crash. He lost her, his wife. Let them marry each other. And then, mintamol, a few months after the chasana, in walk in, Gimpel and Rachel walk in. Gimpel and Rachel walk in. What happens now? So, the problem is like this. Leah is now stuck. She has nothing now. Reuven, obviously, is not a husband. And Gimpel, she can't go back to. Because that's the halacha. Also, azah, azah. But Rachel could go back to her husband Reuven. That's the halacha. That's what comes out. So Zok to Gemara, but the Gemara speaks this out. Even though it was his wife Rachel that went together with Gimpel, this nesuin that Reuven decided to marry Leah, great idea, that assured Leah on Gimpel now. Afilu hachi. Aishas Gisa Asira, Ishtoi Sharia. Even though Aishas Gisa is Asir, but Ishtoi, His wife is mutter to him. You don't say, Matoich Shinesra, Eishes Gisa Gisa. You don't say, you say, like a Matoich. Since Eishes Gisa is also on the Gisa, since Leah is also the Gimple, to also Shalom, may Rachel should be also to Reuben. We don't say that. And we'll see a svara maybe on tomorrow's daf about what would be the having that they should say is we also. But like upon him, you don't say it. Our mitzvah, we don't say this. That's what the Gemara is saying. You don't say it's also. So tomorrow, Vaita, a new idea. Lema is not like Rabbi Kiva. Let's say our mishnah is not like Rabbi Kiva. The Rabbi Kiva, because if you Rabbi Kiva, it should come out that your wife, Reuben's wife, Rachel, should be achayis grushasai. Why? The Gemara said like this. The title of the Raisa. Kol arayis shevetayra ein tzriches imenu get. All arayis shevetayra don't need a get. Chutz me'eshes ish shenissas api bezdin. All arayis shevetayra, since it's not tefes kedushin, you don't need a get. Besides, me'eshes ish ish api bezdin. Which means, if Eidecha comes and says that a certain isha get married, and she marries someone else, and her husband shows back up, like we learned in our Mishnah, you need a get from that new husband. Even though it was a mistake, you need a get from the new husband. That's the halacha. Rabbi Kiva Moisev, Rabbi Kiva Moisev, Af Eishes Ach, Bechayis Isha also need a get. And right now, we don't exactly know Pshat, we thought it's a knas, but Eishes Ach also gets married legally, or Achayis Isha needs a get. The Kiva and the Omar, Rabbi Kiva, but a get, the male Itzur allow, Davla Achayis Gushasa. So more than this, Rabbi Kiva says, that the Issa Achayis Ishtoi and the Issa of Eishes Ach, they need a get, right? Here, Reuven married Rachel's sister Leah. Since Rabbi Kiva says he need a get, so now Reuven and Leah need a get. He need a get. He wants to take back his wife. He has a problem. His wife is Achoy's Girushasai, because he gave a get to Leah. So if you're Rabbi Kiva, you should not be able to take back your wife. Why not? Because it's a problem of Achoy's Girushasai. Because we're saying you need a get from Leah, between Reuven and Leah. You need a get. You need a get between Reuven and Leah. Now, the only thing is, like, why would they need a get? So, Lav Itma Allah, didn't we learn? We're going to answer this cast by saying that Rav Akiva is still on a specific case. Lav Itmar Allah, Omer Gidam Archiya Bar Yosef Amrav, Hai Eish Yisach, Hei Chidami. What's the case where Rav Akiva is matzrich a get by Eish Yisach? Hei Chidami, Gan Shekidish Ochiv Ese Isha. The example was like this, that Reuven was Mekadesh a Isha, Vaholach of Dinas Yam, and Reuven went to Dinas Yam. Veshoma Shemes Ochiv, and they heard that Reuven died, Va'omad V'nosas Ishtoi, and Shimon went ahead and did Yibum. The Amri Inchi Hach Kamo Tanoi Havale B'Kedushin. V'hai Shap V'Nosif. So he says like this. It's a specific case what Kiva is talking about. Kiva is one case where it was only Kedushin. That means a case where Reuven may give Kedushin to a lady. And he had a brother Shimon. Reuven officially died. So Shimon did Yibum. And then Reuven shows back up. So people are going to say, oh, Reuven's alive. So how did Shimon marry his wife? Terry says, it was a mistake that Kedushin was. Kedushin al Tanai. That's what people will say. And therefore, since people will say it's Kedushin al Tanai, we need a get. Obviously, by Nesuin, once Reuven is married by Nesuin to a lady, Shimon can never marry her without a Din Yibum. There's no Din Tanai on Nesuin. So then, it would have to be, there everyone knows already that it's a mistake. That it was Eishes Ish that he went and married. What did he get? You only need a get by Kedushin, which is possible to have it tonight. So Rabbi Kiva is only matrich a get from a Eishes Ach, which means a Shimon marries his brother's wife illegally. The only time you need a get is only if it's a Kedushin that Reuven did. And therefore, Chayach was a tonight. And the same thing by Chayis Isha. V'haya Chayis Isha nami hechidam, because a Kedush is Isha. Someone Reuven was Kadosh Rachel. Rachel went to Dinas Yam. Shama Shemaisen, and he heard she died. He married Leah. Here's only Kedushin. Remember, only Kedushin. The Amri Inchi Hach Kamaisa Tanai Ava. It must have been. People say, yeah, how did you marry a sister? How's it possible? Terry says it must have been the first one was a Tanai. Ava Leva Kedushah. But Shap and Osev, and if we need a get. But El Nesuin Mika Mev Tanai Ava Nesuin. But Nesuin is no Tanai. Not Pasav Tanai Nesuin. Like we said, a person make Bilas and Bilas Nus. You never marry someone with a Tanai, and therefore. If someone did an Nesuin, then you don't need a get from the second one. Because then, it's obviously a problem. Achayis Ishtoi, and you can't marry Achayis Ishtoi in her lifetime, no matter what. Even if there's a gerushin, even if there's a divorce, you can't do it. And therefore, and there's no Tanai, and therefore you don't need a get. So therefore, what I'm saying is, our misdustim, Rav Akiva. How do you take your wife back? I had to give a get to the sister. It tells you, you don't have to give a get to the sister. Because any time you're married to Rachel, you went ahead and married Leah, and then Rachel shows up, everyone chaps that it was a mistake that you married Leah, and there was no kedusha between you and Leah, and therefore you don't need a get. If you don't need a get, you can take back your own wife. There's no problem of achoyes grushasa. That means we tried to say the problem of achoyes grushasa because Rav Akiva says you need a get. Terry says you don't need a get in the case of nesuin. You only need a case get of kedusha. Why? Because there you are worried that maybe it was only b'tanai, and therefore you need a get. So to Gemara, only Rav Ashi, Rav Kana, I Rav Akiva. If you are so intent on zetzing our Mishnah in for Rav Akiva, I have a question for you. Why punk does the Mishnah give a case of Achais Isha? So Pasha, you learn, why does the Mishnah say a case of Achais Isha? Because that's the only type of erva that's muta after Misa. That means after a person's wife dies, you're allowed to marry the sister. But what about a Shviger? Are you allowed to marry your Shviger after your wife dies? Is a muta marry your Shviger? So that's really a Machlaikas. So Gemara is going to say, if you want the Omer, Rav Akiva holds you can marry a Shviger after death, so why not Gemara say a case of a Chamaisa if you want it so intense, zetzen like Rav Akiva? Omer Rav Ashi, Rav Kana, I Rav Akiva, if we are zetzen like Rav Akiva, listen to Amir Chamaisa. Let it also say a case of where someone told him that his wife died, his wife went to the Yom, his wife died, and now he married his Shviger, his mother-in-law. We know Rav Akiva that Chamois Lachamis Lav Esreifa. Tell me what's in the Braisa. Be'esh Yisufu Oisoy Ve'esen. So we're going to speak out this thing outside. The long Rashi, we'll speak it outside. Don't read it inside. It says in the Pasuk, Be'esh Ashikach Es Isha Ves Ima. Someone who marries a lady and her mother. Zimahi Be'esh Yisufu Oisoy Ve'esen. Ve'esia Zimah Seichem. If someone marries a lady and her mother, he and them will get burnt. And the kasha is, let me think about it a second. Why would he and both the wives get burnt? What did his first wife do wrong? Only the when he married the shviger did something wrong. What did his first wife do wrong? Never. What did his first wife do wrong? So as Machlokes had to learn. One man says, oisav esem means oisav es achas mehem. Only you and one of the two get Sreifa. The one you married second, that all gets Sreifa. The other man the Yama holds that both, because that's in a case that both are Chayiv Sreifa. How? You married your mother-in-law and her mother. See, the two Isurim. Both are Asur, see Chayiv Sreifa on both. And it's teaching us here that a mother-in-law's mother is also Chayiv and Sreifa. That's the other way to learn. Now, what's the Nafka mean? Is there a Nafka mean Halacha between the two man the Amrim? So one man the Yoma says, no, there's no nafmila halacha. Just mashmayis darshim, how you darshim the pasuk yikimunayu. That's one man the Yoma says, that's the nafmina of Rav Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel. The other man the Yoma says, no, the nafgamina is if there's a chamoisoy la'acha misa. That's the machlaikas. If there's an iser of, and he darshim, Rav Akiva darshim is oisoy ve'eshteyem, that only when they're both kayemes, they're both alive, is there iser sreifa. But if one of them is dead, there's no way to Sreifa. That's another man the Yama learns, that's the nafkamina between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel and Halacha, because according to Rabbi Kiva, you're only chay if they're both alive. If they're both alive. If one of them not alive, then you're not chay. So let's see inside. Dashamila Rabbi Kiva Dama Khois Akamisha Lava Sreifa. Talent Rabbiso, Ba'ish Yusufu Oisai Veshen, Oisiv is Achasman. The Rabbi Shmuel. Shmuel says means you are chay Sreifa and one of the two. Rabbi Kiva Ima Oisiv Eshteim, you and both of them. You and both them. Now, what's the case? We said the case must be maybe it's chamoisay ve'im chamoisay. So, bishlam la'bayi d'amar shmoyz darshim rekam na'ar. All enough for me is how to make a drasha. There's also the chaluk siv. There's also talking about one getting misa rekiva sava tarati siv. Two getting misa shapir. It's good. It's not a kasha on our mishnah. El rava d'amar chamoyz la'chamoisay rekam na'ar. There is enough for me la'alacha if chamoyz is off as usher after misa. Listi na'me chamoisay. Mishnah also give a case of chamoisay. And why is that better? Because it's a bigger chiddush than a chayz isha, like Rataisa speaks out. It's a bigger chiddush, so therefore we should say that case of chamaisa. We say the case of chamaisa because it's a bigger chiddush that muta after misa. So to Gemara, Amalei, no. Even though there's no sreifa, but even Rav Akiva agrees, there's an iser on chamaisa even after the death of his wife. Need to meet the krama sreifa, meisura mi matakra. They're a mitva meisura, and Taisa Shalom speaks out. Where's the makar for that? I this pasuk says the iser and the einish. If it's miyat, if it's excluded from sreifa, it's excluded from the iser also. So Tosfos Shanim says we learn from the pasuk of aror sheichivim chaysanta. Akaponim, so his saying is that it's still an iser to marry your mother-in-law even after the death of his wife. Break the Gemara Kasha on the Iker Din of the Mishnah. V'tesar b'shchiva da'achaysa. Why taka if Reuven heard that his wife died and he married his wife's sister, was saying if his wife shows back up, he can marry his wife. Why? Let it become usur on his wife because he married his sister. Just like mi dehava isha shahalach bailam din asiyam, just like a lady that the husband went to din asiyam, there, if the husband shows back up and she remarries someone else, the husband shows back up, what's halacha? She's asked to her husband. So why is he different? So first of all, you have to speak out, like Taisa speaks out, that l'chayra, here, when he married his wife's sister, who told him his wife died? Two Adam. Right? Because one Adam says his wife dies, he's not allowed to marry his sister. Two Adam. What's the halacha by Isha Shahalach Bailam Yisrael, and two Adam come and say her husband died? Is she allowed to go back to her husband? When it's two Adam? So blank faces here, but there's a whole sugi about this. The Mishnah says that Reb Shimon says you go back to the first Baal. And we had a whole sugi over Shavuos about if someone argues on that. Or Reb Sheshes, it's Aynes, a whole sugi. So Zok Taisis over here, on top of at the end of the Masba Afagav, the argument was going to Mandi Omar that when two Adam come and say Meiz Baila and she marries someone else and her husband shows back up, she's also go back to the first husband. That's because that has to be the Dimyan. So Mara is saying, just like over there, she's also the husband, here also, he should be also to his wife. So why here is he mutter? So Mara is loy dambi. Ishtoi, since his wife, if she's mezana b'mezid, the mezid asira, midaraisa, b'shoig goes rabbonim. So even though it's a shoig here, because she got married with two edim or edachot, it's a shoig, still asra rabbonim, because if she didn't b'mezid, it's issa. But achais isha, the halacha is, if a man marries his wife's sister on purpose, the b'mezid lo yasira, his wife does not become asa on him, even b'mezid. Lo yasira midaraisa, so b'shoig goes rabbonim. So b'shoig we're in goyza. We know in lo yasira, how taka do you know you're not asa on your wife if you marry his wife's sister? The time you looked in a brisa, a pasuk in Parashas Nosa, it says by soita v'shochav ish oisach shich hazara. When he darshin oisach shich v'asa oisarta, ve'ein shich hazachoisa oisarta. Only when his wife marries someone else does his wife become osa to him. But if he is mizana with her sister, she does not become osa. What would have me that she become osa? Shiachav adinu umav makom shiba isa kal. Madach in a case where your ba'al issakal, which means aishus ish, we'll see later on in the Gemara, we call it issakal. The madach, when she is the aishus ish, and she's mezana, nesar, she becomes aser, her nesar aser, the aser becomes aser to her, which is the husband, makayim shabal issakal, makayim shabal issachamer, in a case where he is ba'al on issachamer, which is achayis ishto, which is chayim karas, ain't a din, and it's more chamer than aishus ish, we'll see why, because it's aser forever, whatever, see why. Shabbal Issa Chama, in addition to Issa, shouldn't the Issa become Asa, which means shouldn't he become Asa to her? Al Kapanim, there's a having a Kavachayimer, Tariq says, Issa is a Miyat, that he is not Asa to his wife when he marries his wife's sister. So that's the Halacha, it's called Amish, it's called the Marbim and Drasha, that if someone marries his wife's sister, even if he makes it, he's still mutter to his own wife. And for sure, Vashayig also, if he marries his wife's sister Vashayig, he's definitely mutter to his wife. He does not become Oster's wife because he married the wife's sister.